Unit 14. Exercise 3.
Mum, what was it like when you were my age?
Well, when I was 16, most of the things that are essential for living today didn't even exist then. I mean, cell phones, the internet, MP3 players, Facebook, you know. It surely was easier to live in a way, though it was harder to communicate. We only had landlines, and we needed change to make phone calls from booths. We didn't have as much freedom as you do now. On the other hand, though, we used to spend more real time with real friends. My parents used to be stricter than I am with you and your brother, so we couldn't go out with our friends as often as you do now. We spent more time with our family and less time doing sport or just being at home alone. We were basically less free than you.
Well, sounds like it was more difficult to be a teen back then. I guess you had a worse life than me, Mum.
Not necessarily. I mean, you may see it as more boring, but I remember those years as the best in my life, though at that time I thought they were the worst. Something else is different. Your generation seems to like being teens forever, and that makes sense, since you are much freer than we were, and you also have more opportunities and more pocket money than our parents gave us. But we looked forward to being grown-ups and start living our own life. In the end, I find that you and other kids your age aren't as determined as we were back in the 80s. At 16, I already knew I wanted to be a teacher, so going to school was something I had to and wanted to do, even though sometimes it wasn't as interesting as I would have liked it to be. You just knew that you would have better opportunities if you learnt more.
That's right. I guess it's harder now to believe that if you do well at school, you'll find a better job. Most of my classmates don't really know what they are going to do, and I'm as undecided as them, of course.
Don't worry, Grace. You'll figure out what you want to do later. As for now, just focus on learning as much as you can, and one day, I'm sure, that'll come in handy.